I think in the past where I start putting like too much expectations and I start thinking like, oh, I should get to here in the tournament or I should win the tournament, I feel like that probably makes me play worse. I think how I played tonight was very good and super happy with how I played, so I want to just approach all the upcoming matches the same as I did tonight and kind of just take it one at a time.
Hi, Taylor. Rodrigo Camacho from Fox Sports. Can you kind of lead us to what was the match for you? Because you were brilliant, as you said, but Dennis also made a lot of mistakes. How really was the match for you? What kind of conclusions can you take or can you make out of what happened tonight?
I mean, I think a lot of the times I played Dennis, he... you know, if I don't play a great service game, he can break me, and typically I have a really hard time returning his serve, so it kind of just normally comes down to who can kind of get a break off the other person, and I thought tonight I served really well, so I didn't give him a lot of chances to break me, and when we were in the rallies, I felt like I was being really aggressive and going big and putting a lot of pressure on him to come up with something or beat me to the punch, and I think that's why maybe he was making more mistakes, because I felt like I was putting a lot of pressure on from the baseline, and then I returned really well. I put a lot of returns in play, hit a lot of really deep returns, and I mean that's just the biggest thing. I served really well and I returned really well, so I got more chances to break.
Hello Taylor, Abraham Lopez from Cadal Tennis. Congrats on this win. As you said, today your serve was very amazing. You won 28 of 29 points on your first serve, which is a lot. Now, how do you think that this can help you for your next challenge, that it is a good friend of you, like Francis Tiafoe?
Yeah, I think when I'm serving well, it just gives me a lot of confidence. I know that I can play aggressive and go for my shots, because if I make a couple errors here and there, it's okay, because I'll be getting free points on my serve, and so it's just a good feeling. It gives me a lot of confidence to be serving well, and it's going to be tough for against Francis. I'm going to need it against Francis, because we know each other so well. We've played so many times. He's going to be I don't know. I guess he's seen my serve a lot.
Hi, Taylor. Daniel Araiza, Antena Deportiva. With your victory and the other American players' victories, we're going to have a final with an American player. Your opinion about it?
It's awesome. I think, you know, I've been asked a lot and I've talked a lot about kind of the group of American players. We have a lot of very strong players in the top like 40, 50, and it's a really strong group, and everyone's been playing starting the year really strong, so it's exciting that for sure one of us will be in the finals.
Hi, Taylor. My name is Stephanie from Grupo Imagen. With all the injuries that prevented some players to reach Acapulco, and other injuries, in some cases that they were still here, do you think this is not a typical tournament? The coin is in the air. It could go either way. How do you feel about this edition of Acapulco?
Yeah, I think the tournament itself was very strong going into it. I think that, I mean, you had some guys that were unseeded in this event. That's pretty crazy that they're unseeded, like Shapovalov, Berrettini, like guys like this that typically you'd see as top seeds. So going in, I felt that it was a very, very stacked tournament. And then obviously a couple withdrawals, and now there's lots of openings, I guess, in the draw, but it's exciting, and for me, I'm just gonna take it one match at a time, like I said before, not think so much about what top players aren't in it, but I mean, there's a lot of tournaments leading up to Acapulco, so I think that it's tough on a lot of players' bodies to kind of keep playing week after week, so.